This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I testify that there is no God except Allah And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, tonight's topic is a very important topic for every single Muslim, in which it is my responsibility as a Muslim, and it is an obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me as a Muslim, that I respect those who carry the knowledge of Islam. And those who are the heirs of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِنَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا وَلَكِنْ وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ That the prophets and messengers do not leave any inheritance behind. They do not leave any dollars, they do not leave any cents, they do not leave any dirham, they do not leave any dinar. What they leave behind as an inheritance is knowledge. What they leave behind as an inheritance is knowledge. So whoever takes that knowledge is the heir of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever takes that knowledge is the one that had inherited the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states in the Quran al-Kareem that Allah had testified that there is no God except Him, the angels and the people of knowledge, قائماً بالقسط, there are those who uphold justice. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم There is no God except Allah, the Aziz, the Hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء That indeed those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the scholars. So the scholars are those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars are the ones who uphold justice. The scholars are the ones who are the heirs of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Are those equal those who know and those who don't know? So those who know are not equal to those who don't know. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're not equal. In the sight of the community, they're not equal. Those who know are a lot more superior than those who do not know. Especially when they act upon their knowledge. Those who know have a lot more of a noble position than those who do not know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ All those who believe, obey Allah, obey the Messenger of Allah, and obey the scholars from amongst you, those with authority and those with leadership. And the scholars say, أُولُو الْأَمْرِ are the scholars of Islam. So who is a scholar? A scholar is someone that carries the knowledge of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The knowledge that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had imparted to his nation. This knowledge which combines of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. The Qur'an al-Kareem, which is our main and primary source, and the Sunnah, which is the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. And those who follow the footsteps of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and those who came after him, and those who came after him, and they follow the footsteps of the prominent scholars of Islam, those who have respect, those who had earned respect, those who are known within the Muslim Ummah. And unfortunately, you find people these days want to undermine the scholars of Islam. They want to undermine the scholars of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And undermining the scholars of Islam is undermining the actual religion. Because when you undermine the scholars of Islam, you are undermining Islam. There are those who are carrying Islam, that are the bearers of Islam, the carriers of Islam. When you undermine them, you are undermining your religion. For that, Imam Maliki says, الْعِلْمُ الدِّينِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ أَيْنَ يَأْخُذَ دِينَهِ. The knowledge is Islam, knowledge is religion. Be cautious and aware where you get your knowledge from. Be cautious and aware where you get this Islam from. You need to know exactly where you're getting your knowledge from. And that's why you get your knowledge from the knowledgeable scholars. And what classifies a scholar is someone who studied Islam under other scholars. Not someone who read one or two books, or watched one or two videos, or attended one or two lessons. We are talking about someone who has sat down with the scholars, listened to the scholars. The scholars imparted their knowledge to him, and he sat down with them not one or two months or one or two days. We're talking years here. In the past, that you'll never ever be recognized as a scholar until you serve and until you sit down with scholars for years. Even some of them would not even recognize you and endorse you as a scholar until you sit down with a scholar for at least 10 years. For at least 10 years. Now, someone wants to even claim to be a scholar after he sat down in front of other scholars for one or two days or read one or two books and heard one or two lectures, and now I'm a scholar. And not only that, he even puts himself above the scholars and starts to point the fingers at other scholars and wants to correct other scholars or even undermine other scholars. A scholar is someone that sat before scholars and learned from the scholars, and the scholars imparted their knowledge to him and continued to sit with them and learn from them for years. And we're not talking about half an hour, 1 hour every day. We're talking about hours, at least half of your day you spend it into knowledge. These days, what classifies a scholar and imam is someone who goes and studies in an Islamic institute or an Islamic university, and they learn the traditional sciences and knowledges, such as learning the Arabic grammar, learning the Quran, learning the hadith, learning the mustalah, learning the usul, learning the fiqh, learning the aqidah. Not just learning something about history of Islam or learning something how to pray and fast. You sit before scholars, you go into a recognized Islamic institution, and you are there and you learn Islam and you understand Islam from them. And not that you're there for a few months, but you are there for a few years. And these days you go to an Islamic university or an Islamic institute and you're there for at least 4 years. And you spend at least 6-7 hours of your day with the scholars and you learn and you do a lot of your readings and you research for hours a day before you are even recognized to be a sheikh. Even though 4 years is not even enough for you to call yourself a alim, but you are still a talib alim. You are still talib ilm. You are still a knowledge seeker. You are still a knowledge seeker, which is talib ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran al-Kareem, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those equal, those who know and those who do not know? Those who know and those who do not know. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ عَلَى أَدْنَاكُمْ. That the difference between a scholar and the rest of the people is the difference between me and the rest of people, between me and you. So a scholar is held in a very high status. He is the scholar. He is the representative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the heir of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the one that's teaching people their religion. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu wa ahla al-samawati wal aradin hatta al-namlat fi juhriha wa hatta al-hut la yusalluna ala mu'allim al-nas al-khair." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels in the heavens and on earth, even an ant in its hole and even the fish in its ocean, they continue seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for those who teach people goodness. So you've got the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for the scholars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands, that we must respect our scholars, respect our scholars of Islam. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ إِكْرَامَ ذِي الشَّيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وحامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه والجافي عن وإكرام ذي السلطان المقصد. It is part of the respect that inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you respect an elderly person and you respect those who had memorized the Quran Karim and acted upon it, and you respect the leaders who are just and fair. So it is part of the respect that you show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you respect a scholar, when you respect an imam, when you respect a sheikh, when you respect someone of knowledge. It is that respect that inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are those who are carrying the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Azza had imparted upon them. When I say the knowledge of Allah, the knowledge of Islam. Because no one has the complete knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whatever we know is so minimal in comparison to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But the knowledge of Allah, it is Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had passed on to us through their prophets and messengers. It is part of that respect that you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you show to the scholars of Islam, and you show those who are carrying the knowledge of Islam. And not only that, but the scholars say it is also from ta'zeem sha'airillah. It is also part of sanctifying and respecting the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And this is those for, and this is for those who respect and admire and respect the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is part of piety. It is part of righteousness. So when you respect the signs of Allah, you respect the rights of Allah, that means you are respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that reflects upon your piety. That reflects upon your righteousness. And part of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal is respecting those who are teaching the signs of Allah and the other scholars. Part of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is respecting those who are teaching the signs of Allah and those who are teaching you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, part of that disrespect to Allah is disrespect those who are teaching the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of the disrespect to Allah azza wa jal is to disrespect those who are teaching you the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to disrespect those who are imparting the knowledge of Islam to you. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Those who sanctify and respect the signs of Allah, it is part of piety, part of righteousness. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ انْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ حتى إذا لم يبقى عالم اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not snatch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take away or snatch the knowledge from the scholars' hearts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away by the death of the scholars until there is no longer any scholar alive or around. So people will start resorting to ignorant people. Those ignorant people are misguided, and when they are asked and people ask them questions, they misguide others. So not only they are misguided, but when they are asked, they misguide others. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alludes to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never take knowledge away from the scholars. But knowledge is lifted when the scholars die. There is no longer knowledge, and there is no longer genuine and legit knowledge out there until the scholars are dead. When the scholars are dead, there's no longer legit or genuine knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla protects this knowledge with the existence and keeping their scholars alive. But when they die and people want to know more about Islam, or people want to ask questions and people want their questions to be answered, unfortunately, if there is no longer scholars around, people will start resorting to ignorant people. And those ignorant people, not only that are misguided within themselves, but they will misguide others. They will misguide others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, in this hadith al-Qudsi, he says, "Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb." Whoever declares war on one of my close servants, one of my close servants, faqad aadantuhu bil harb, I had declared war on them. And the close servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the awliya. And the word wali means someone who is close to Allah. A close servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that worships Allah azza wa jalla, doesn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeys Allah azza wa jalla, constantly refrains away and keeps away from the haram. That's what you call a wali. A wali, a close servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla says, whoever declares war on my close servant, I had declared war back on them. I had declared war back on them. And the scholars, as Imam Abu Hanifa, he says, if there is any close servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the scholars. And if the scholars are not the close servants to Allah azza wa jal, Allah doesn't have any close servants. And when you attack a scholar, you are attacking a close servant to Allah, and you are declaring war on a close servant to Allah, in return you are opening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to declare war back at you. You are opening the platform. You are opening war against Allah azza wa jal. When you open war against a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a close servant to Allah azza wa jal, you are opening a war on Allah azza wa jal. And let me know. Let me see who's going to win that war. It's a losing battle for you. There is no way you're going to win that war against Allah. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرَقِ. And these days you've got people who are so low, they've got this courage to attack scholars of Islam and imams, and continue backbiting the scholars and looking down at the scholars and attacking the scholars and saying the worst of things about the scholars. And they forget what the hadith had mentioned, what this hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb." Whoever declares war or one of my close servants, I declared war back on them. So if you're in that position that's attacking a scholar, and this scholar could be one of those close servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means you are just right now opened yourself and you've opened war against Allah azza wa jalla, not against that scholar. You've opened yourself and you've declared war, not only on that scholar, but you've also declared war on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me see who's going to win that war. You've got no chance of winning that war. So be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fear Allah azza wa jal when you want to backbite a scholar, or speak about a scholar, or put down a scholar. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he says in the hadith, do not backbite one another. So they said, O Messenger of Allah, and what's backbiting one another? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ مَا يَكْرَهُ. It's to mention your brother in a way or a form that he dislikes. This is backbiting. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he says, Be aware of backbiting the scholars, because the flesh of the scholars is poisoned. Which means, when you eat a poisoned meat, you're going to make yourself ill. You are harming yourself. And same, likewise goes to when you speak about scholars, you are bringing harm upon yourself. You are bringing harm upon yourself when you start backbiting scholars and you start looking down at scholars and start speaking about the scholars. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns in the Quran al-Kareem, لا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. Do not backbite one another. Do not slander each other. Do not accuse each other. And these days it's becoming so common that we allege and we accuse scholars. We always throw allegations and accusations upon the scholars. And we say what's wrong over the scholars, and we accuse them of things that don't even exist, just for the sake of us looking good in front of our friends. Just for the sake of us fulfilling a desire. Maybe we had an issue with that scholar or the imam, and now we just want to tarnish their names and start accusing them of things that's not even true. How many times you hear about someone accusing another sheikh of something that's not even true? And I've been accused. And how many people approach me and told me, Sheikh, is it true? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And people are saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, that's not true. And then, not only that, but these people start making themselves to believe what they're fabricating and what they're making up. And then they start forcing others to start believing in that. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. The flesh of the scholars is poisoned. So when you start biting and you start eating the flesh of the scholars, you are harming yourself. You are harming yourself. And not only that you are harming yourself, you are declaring one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that you're declaring on Allah Azza wa Jal, you are tarnishing your own religion. Because when you start tarnishing the scholars who are the representatives of this deen, you are tarnishing the entire deen. Because the scholars are the leaders of this religion, the scholars are the head of Islam. And when you want to start taking them down, you are taking your entire religion down with you. Even though you might disagree with a scholar, and nothing tells you, or no one tells you not to disagree with a scholar, disagree with a scholar, but you have no rights to go and tarnish their names. You have no rights to undermine them and look down at them. You have no rights to speak ill of them and accuse them. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the heirs of the prophets and messengers. The scholars these days and the scholars nowadays, they are the heirs, the inheritors of the prophets and the messengers. So when you attack them in one way or another, you are really attacking the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Especially when you start accusing them and start fabricating allegations on their scholars, which is very sad. Very sad. And unfortunately, it's becoming widespread amongst a lot of the young Muslims where they continue attacking scholars and talk about scholars. On social media, they talk about this scholar or that scholar just because they disagreed with a scholar. You have no rights to do that. You have absolutely no rights to do that. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is tarnishing you and tarnishing your religion. And if you see something wrong from a scholar, then do what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told you to do. Remind them. Support your brother, whether he's an oppressor or been oppressed. They said that being an oppressor, how do we support him? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, stop him from his oppression. Remind them of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says that deenu nasiha, Islam is about giving a nasiha. So they said to him, O Messenger of Allah, to Allah by following the book of Allah, to the Messenger of Allah by following the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, wa la immatil muslimina wa ammatihim. And that you give nasiha to the scholars and the leaders of Islam. Give them a nasiha rather than you just going around and backbiting them. And then we'll start talking about, look, everyone is attacking Islam and everyone attacking Muslims and everyone attacking our religion. But you are from amongst those who are also contributing to the attack of Islam. When you are attacking the scholars, you are also attacking Islam because they are the representatives of Islam. So you are complaining about the media and others attacking Islam, but you're also contributing to the attack. And how many times you see a lot of Muslims who are always complaining about the continuous attack on Islam and the Muslim community, but then they themselves are the ones who are also contributing to the attack by attacking other scholars and other Muslim leaders and other imams. That's very sad. That's wrong. That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable at all. No one has rights to backbite the scholars. No one has rights to slander the scholars. But the scholars have rights upon you that you must respect them and admire them. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of the greatest scholars from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he used to respect the scholars from amongst the Sahaba. That once he grabbed the camel of Zayd bin Thabit, and Zayd bin Thabit looked at him and said, what are you doing? You are pushing and dragging my camel. This is something that someone else does, not someone like you. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says to Zayd bin Thabit, هَكَذَا أُمِرْنَا أَن نَفْعَلَ بِعُلَمَائِنَا. That's what we've been ordered. That's what we've been ordered by Allah Azza wa Jal, His Messenger, to take care of and respect our scholars. This is how we've been ordered. We've been ordered to respect our scholars, to take care of our scholars. And you're a scholar, and I need to lower myself and humble myself for the scholars. Subhanallah, where's that respect to the scholars? If we disagree with a scholar these days or an imam, straight away we'll start attacking them, tarnishing their names and looking down at them and turning everyone against them. And then, oh, the Muslim community is under attack, but you're also one of those who's contributing to this attack. You are not helping the situation. You are not helping what's really happening there. For that, my brothers and my sisters, it's so important for me as a Muslim, and it is a responsibility upon me, an obligation upon me, that I must respect the scholars of Islam, regardless how much I agree with them or disagree with them. I must respect them. As Al-Hasan ibn Dhakwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or rahimahullah, he says, مَا لَا تَذْكُرُ الْعُلَمَاءَ بِشَيْءٍ فَيُمِيتُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قَلْبَكَ. Never ever talk about scholars. Never ever look down at scholars. Never ever backbite scholars. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your heart dead. Never backbite scholars. Otherwise Allah azza wa jal will kill your heart. Your heart will become so dead that you don't even fear Allah azza wa jal anymore. And subhanAllah, you find those people are so loud when it comes to attacking the scholars. They are so loud when it comes to tarnishing the name of scholars. You find their hearts are dead. They have no respect to anyone, even to their own parents. They've got no respect even to themselves, because if someone respects himself as a Muslim, he will never ever disrespect a scholar. And again, you could disagree with a scholar or whatever a scholar says, but you have no rights to look down at him and speak ill of him. And the scholars themselves in the past and nowadays, they used to disagree. And these days they disagree, but there's always that mutual respect that's always been exchanged by the two. That mutual respect that's always been exchanged by the two. So, my brothers and my sisters, it's so important for us to keep something in our mind that no matter what we see or what we hear, we must respect our scholars. Admire our scholars. We see them, we show them a sign of respect. And never ever speak bad about them. And if anyone speaks bad about them in front of us, we need to admonish them, reprimand them, and stop them from this evil action. Because this is destroying Islam. We need to respect our scholars, we need to admire our scholars, we need to love our scholars, we need to stand by our scholars, we need to support our scholars, not to look down at them. They are the bearers of Islam. They are the carriers of the knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What courage does someone have, or bravery someone has, to look down at a scholar? Or to undermine a scholar, to backbite a scholar, and accuse a scholar, and make all this fabric accusations upon a scholar. If you really want to please Allah Azza wa Jal, then you can't please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by tarnishing the names of those who are upholding the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and those who carry the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Islam, and those who carry the knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no rights to do that. You have no rights, but your obligation is that you must respect them and admire them and show them that sign of respect. Because when you show a scholar a sign of disrespect, you are disrespecting yourself. Whether you like or not, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Karim, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. They are from amongst your leaders. And you need to respect them. You need to admire them. You need to show them a sign of respect. SubhanAllah, look at it these days. Muslims attacking other Muslims. Muslims attacking other Muslims out in the open. On Facebook and social media. And emails here and there. Some of them even by lectures and via YouTube. Attacking one another. And I'm upholding Islam. How are you upholding Islam? You are attacking those who are upholding the knowledge. Under the name of upholding Islam, you are attacking those who are carrying the knowledge of Islam under the name of upholding Islam. What kind of an attitude is that? What kind of Islam is that? You tell me the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever accept something like that or condone such an action? Wal-iyadu billah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever sanction this. He will never ever accept it. Attacking those who are carrying his knowledge. Attacking those who are carrying the ilm, attacking those who are imparting ilm to other people, attacking those who are teaching other people the knowledge of Islam. And once again, regardless how much you disagree with them, that's not the way you go about it. for you to undermine them and talk about them and turn people against them, wal'iyadu billah. And subhanAllah, some of them even look forward to that moment to see a sheikh making a mistake so they could attack him. If your brother makes a mistake, you need to be a support. You need to support him and be a support for him. Not to take that as an advantage. Allahu Akbar, he fell, let's step on him. Rather than you picking him up. If it's a scholar or non-scholar, that's a responsibility that I have, that if my Muslim brother falls, I need to pick him up. Not to step on them when they fall, wal'iyadu billah. And we look at it as an opportunity for us to step on them. And we justify under the name of Islam, wal'iyadu billah. We justify that I'm doing something to protect Islam. No, you're not. You're not protecting Islam. You are protecting your ego. You are protecting your thuggish mentality. You are protecting your stupidity. How is it possible that you justify it? How could even someone justify to attack a scholar or attack a alim? How could someone even justify it? It's not justifiable. There's no way that you could even justify anything to do with attacking a scholar or attacking an alim. For that, my brothers and my sisters, it's so important for us to keep in our minds the importance of respecting those who are carrying knowledge. Respecting the ulama. Respecting those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them that knowledge. This is knowledge, the most valuable thing that we have as a Muslim. Knowledge is the most valuable thing that we have as Muslims. Knowledge is the most precious thing that we have. It is the asset that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind. In which I'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. تقدم.